Our whole mission is to help people go from knowledge, reading a book and understanding the concepts, to action, to actually becoming financially free. There's a huge gap between the knowledge of what to do and then becoming an actual investor who can actually become financially free. That's the gap that we fill.
But I am the world's biggest super fan.
You're like a super fan.
Welcome to the Business Superfans Podcast. We will discuss how establishing business superfans from customers, employees, and business partners can elevate your success exponentially. Learn why these advocates are a key factor to achieving excellence in the world of commerce. This is the Business Superfans Podcast with your host, Freddie D.
Ready?
Hey, superfans, superstar, Freddie D here. In this episode 165, we're joined by Joey Muir, a serial entrepreneur and co-founder of Wealth Without Wall Street, who helps service-based business owners break free from the grind of trading time for money. Joey tackles a challenge so many face, the belief that financial freedom requires Wall Street, debt-free living, or decades of sacrifice. He shows that there's a better path, one built on passive income, control, and clarity. From his early days as a mortgage loan originator to launching Wealth Without Wall Street and building a passive income portfolio that grew from $2,500 to over $50,000 a month, Joey brings hard-earned experience and practical insight. If you ever felt stuck, uncertain, or overwhelmed by the traditional financial playbook, this conversation gives you a fresh, actionable way forward. Welcome, Joey, to the Business Superfan Podcast. Great conversation that we had before we started recording, and let's continue that conversation. Welcome to the show.
Freddie, thanks for having me, man. Looking forward to it.
Tell us a little bit about how did Wealth Without Wall Street come about? What's the backstory? How did that all begin? How'd you guys get that started? Because that's against the grain.
Well, I'll tell you, Russ and I, my business partner, are just beggars trying to tell other beggars where to find the bread. If you think about it, like that's one of my favorite quotes. And it's just because we haven't arrived. We've just figured things out along the way, sometimes the hard way. And we want to help people get from where they're at right now. If they're stuck in their corporate grind, they're stuck in a business that owns them, and they want more freedom today, they can get to the point where we've come and create financial freedom, where their passive income exceeds their monthly expenses. And we don't just say that. We're results leaders in the fact that we share every month our passive income with the world to the tune that now we're at over $50,000 a month. We want to help people shorten the time frame to get from where they're at to there. It all started really in 2009. Russ was a financial advisor on Wall Street, and I was a mortgage broker. And he read this book that changed everything. He said, I no longer can be a part of this Wall Street game. I lost all this money in the market. My clients lost money and nobody can tell me why it won't happen again. So there has to be a better way. He read this book, he shared it with me, and everything started to change. We started to see the need to take control of our finances and start positioning our lives in such a way that we could create freedom today.
Let's take a quick pause to thank our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by our friends at Ninja Prospecting, the outreach team that makes cold connections feel warm. Here's the deal. Most service business owners are drowning in spammy DMs and cookie-cutter LinkedIn messages that never get a response. Sound familiar? Ninja Prospecting flips that script. They craft human-first outreach that actually sounds like you, and more importantly, gets results. No bots, no fluff. Just real conversations that open doors. If you want to stop wasting time on dead-end messages and start filling your pipeline with qualified leads, talk to my friend Adam Packard and his team. Head over to ninjaprospecting.com to schedule a chat today, and be sure to mention you heard about it right here on the Business Superfans, the Service Provider's Edge. And hey, if you're the kind of person who likes to get started right away, you can join their free community at school, skool.com/ninja-prospecting. prospecting-7704. It's packed with tips to maximize your connections and start making the right new ones. All right, let's get back to our conversation.
That's a great backstory, how you guys getting that book and meeting that individual that gave you guys that book completely changed the trajectory of your lives.
There's no doubt. And he points out a lot of different things in the book that we probably can't dive into all the details. But one of the main things that I find is people have been built in a mindset that Wall Street has given them. Wall Street's not just a place in New York City that invests money. They also have taught us to follow a script, like a default plan for our lives, right? Go to school, make good grades, get a degree, get a job, work that job for 40 years. And if you've been good to give someone else your money for those 40 years, hopefully you'll have a stack of cash that you can start peeling dollars off the top and not run out before you die. That's the script. And what we've said is, wait a minute, then this book helped us to see this. We need to take control of our finances today. We don't need to abdicate that to Wall Street. In fact, if we can just produce enough passive income to exceed our monthly expenses, we literally get to choose what goes on our calendar. Nobody else takes this to us. We get to know where we're going to be, with whom we're going to be, and what we're going to be doing. And that is ultimate freedom. We're freedom junkies at the end of the day, Freddie. And that's what we want to help people to get on the same journey.
Yeah, you bring up a great point there, Joey, because you're right. When you go to school, that is it. It's get good grades, go get a job, go to college, and go get in debt to go to college.
Yep.
And then you get a bunch of credit cards given to you while you're in college. And next thing you walk out with school debt, credit card debt. So now you got to get a job. And you're basically tied to the machine, for lack of a better way of wording it. And my parents were immigrants to this country. And the mindset was, you don't want to put money into Wall Street because you'll lose your money. That's a place where people lose money. And that's a lot of people have that mindset. There's no way I'm putting anything in Wall Street because I'm going to lose it. And so what you guys are doing is something completely opposite and breaking the cycle that has been embedded into just about everybody around.
Yeah, think about this for a second, Freddie. As you're saying that, and as we're talking this out, it sounds a lot like the Rich Dad, Poor Dad books most everybody's read. Like, how many people do you know have read Rich Dad, Poor Dad?
Tons.
Millions and millions of people. There's almost no podcast that I go on or that I have someone on our show that has not read the Purple Bible. But then in the same breath, I can ask you, how many people do you know who are actually financially free as a result of reading that book?
Handful, if that.
Very few. Our whole mission is to help people go from knowledge, reading a book and understanding the concepts, to action, to actually becoming financially free. There's a huge gap between the knowledge of what to do and then becoming an actual investor who can actually become financially free. That's the gap that we fill.
And so how do you guys go about that? What's the formula that you guys implement?
I'll tell you, it really comes into three buckets, if you will, or three steps. In our book, we actually talk about the GPS model. Because you think about it, Freddie, you have a GPS in your phone, you put in the destination, and that's where you know where you're headed. But the system can't actually give you directions until it knows where you're at. If you're out in the middle of the mountains and there's no signal, the map doesn't work, by the way. But even if you know what your destination is, it doesn't matter. So the goal is the first part of that GPS. If I know that my goal is to be financially free, what does that mean it's going to look like for me? What would I be doing? Who would I be at that point? Like, have you ever stopped to dream? And I don't know, this is what we help people do. A lot of people have stopped dreaming because they've just been putting up with life. They've just been like, this is all I can do. And they don't really think about what freedom could look like today. So the first step is first of all, knowing where you're headed and where you are today. So we actually have a system we call the Passive Income Operating System. And the very first step, in light of knowing their vision, is also to say, what are you currently doing with your money to support that vision? What are the money traps that you're putting money into unknowingly or thinking that this is helping you that are actually keeping you further from financial freedom? What are the things that you have money leaking out that you're not thinking of? And I'm not talking about the lattes that you buy at the Starbucks or whatever you want to do. I'm talking about real losses. Like when people put money in 401ks, when people put money in IRAs, when they're paying down their debt super fast and trying to pay off their house. Like these are massive money traps that are unknowingly keeping you from financial freedom. And so that whole goal step, we encompass your vision and what you're doing with money today to help you build the system that helps you get to financial freedom. And then we can get into the P and then the S, the goal, plan, and support is what we talk about in the book, but that's based around this whole GPS model.
Yeah, and you bring up a great point with the GPS because my friend used to be an airline pilot. And one of the things that he talked about was the fact that the GPS and the systems on the airplane are always correcting the course because the winds and everything else that come into play, if it wasn't, you'd never get to your destination because a half a degree off and you'll miss it by a gazillion miles. So what you guys are doing is really is helping people tack back to where they need to go for their objectives. You keep them as basically the GPS of their finances by saying, okay, wait a minute, you really shouldn't go down this direction because this is going to happen. You need to stay on this and let's get out of that and let's go back into this.
If you think about it, so few of us have an actual coach to help us, not tell us what to do, but to ask good questions and educate in such a way that we now feel empowered and confident that we're making the right decisions with money. If it's okay, can I just dive into just one of those to give somebody something practical to walk away today?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So someone comes to us and let's say they're 35 and they say, man, I want more time with my family. I've got a growing family. I feel like more and more of my time is being spent at the office. I'm working longer hours just to continue to keep up this active income. It's a higher active income and they feel good about that. They're providing, but it's also keeping them from the people that they're doing it for. I remember personally being at the beach with my family. I have 5 daughters, Freddie, so you can pray for me after the podcast. And I would tell them, hey, girls, you guys go on down, my wife and girls, you guys go on down to the beach. And I'll be there. I just have to make one more phone call. And what do you think happened? 5 hours later, I'm walking down that boardwalk behind the beach house. And there they are walking up that same boardwalk because they're done for the day. And here's dad walking out to try to join them. And all you can see is the disgust, the regret, the disappointment. Dad is here. My husband is here physically with us, and he is miles away mentally, emotionally. He's disconnected because he's on the hamster wheel, right? So someone says, I don't want that anymore. I want to be present. And they say, our coach will say, okay, tell us what you're doing to support that. How are you going to become financially free today? What steps are you taking? Well, I'm putting money in a 401k. Okay. Here's how we're going to make decisions. This is a framework you could apply to anything you're doing with money. If the formula is passive income greater than monthly expenses, right? That's the simplicity to this. This isn't a Wall Street complex thing you have to figure out. It's do I have more passive income than I have monthly expenses? No. So what am I going to do with money? Anything I do with money has to either produce a passive income today or reduce a monthly expense today. Then I ask a simple question. When you put money in your 401k today, does it produce a passive income? The answer is no. There's no passive income produced today. It's accumulating towards something in the future. So then is it reducing a monthly expense when I put money in my 401k? Some could argue I'm not going to pay tax on that, so that's good. But you're going to pay tax on it someday. And so this is not really a fair thing. It's not reducing a monthly expense today. So if I put money in my 401k, is it getting me closer to or further away from financial freedom? And the answer is it's further away. That doesn't mean that we go and just dump it all and we go do something else with it. It means we at least have to quit putting money into that vehicle because it's not serving our ultimate goal. Because as I put money in there, it's no longer money I can then produce passive income with, right? So that's just a simple framework and a simple example. But you start applying that to buying the next crypto stock option, whatever is being thrown out to you. Like, oh, this is the new stock tip. You got to do this. Is that going to produce a passive income today? No. Is it going to reduce a monthly expense? No. I don't care what it's going to do. If it's going to double in the next 6 months, who cares? It doesn't help me get to my goal. So we start making these decisions based on what are we trying to accomplish. And I think when people get that, Freddie, it's powerful. Now they're empowered. They can cut through the noise that is constantly around them from Wall Street and other places that all want your money. You can start being really empowered to know what is the right choice.
Yeah, and this is important advice too for small to mid-sized business owners, because sometimes they get themselves caught up and they think that they've got themselves a business, but really I look at it as it's a glorified job. And that's just what it really is in reality, because if you can't step away and it doesn't run by itself, it's a job. You're tied to it. And so you're also helping, and it's important for the listeners, is that if you are a small business owner, you need to look at ways of generating additional revenue so that you're not trapped, just like you said earlier, you were on that phone call, business owner. If you don't have people empowered and you don't have teams in place to where you can actually walk away from the business and it operates for 30 days by itself, you need to be putting in some strategies to be able to walk away. And some of the things you're talking about is things that they need to do from with their net profit.
100%. Think about it this way. We just talked about Robert Kiyosaki and the Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He also talked about the cash flow quadrant. If you've read that book, right?
Yep.
The quadrants are on the left side, employee and self-employed. What is that? That is where we trade time for money. As a self-employed business owner, that's the person you're saying cannot leave the business for 30 days because it's solely dependent on them. They're actually trading time for more money, potentially, than an employee, but they also have given themselves at least one job, if not multiple jobs. They're having to wear multiple hats. So one of the things that person who's a small business owner can do when they start to see success, they start to survive, they start to make a surplus, the natural question is, what do I do with this money? And here's the thing that I would tell you. There's two things that you should think about, which you should do with that money. One, either, or you can do both at the same time, depending on how much you have left to do. One, I need to make this business passive. How does that happen? That's when I need to get super fans sending me business all the time. I love your book, and the concept behind it is your business should constantly be getting free salespeople in the marketplace to send them business that you don't have to do yourself. That's huge.
Right. Yep.
You need to invest in infrastructure, invest in leadership, put the right people in the right places. And then even down the road, you could sell the business to create an ongoing cash flow if you own or finance it to somebody else. Those are all things to make this whole idea of financial freedom happen that you can do with cash today. The second thing is use that money to invest in something that is passive that then takes the pressure off of you as that business owner to produce actively the income that you spend every month. And either one of those is a great idea. It just depends on where you're at and what your goals are.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Sir Richard Branson. He's not busy. I always use this example. He's not making sure that the airplanes are all gassed up and the pilots properly trained and everything else. No, he's playing flight attendant. Or on his ship, he's not making sure that the captain is certified and everything else. No, he's goofing around with the passengers, or he's hanging out with people on his island, because he's empowered people and he has what you're talking about is passive income coming in. He doesn't need to be there anymore. He's busy having fun.
He's moved from what Robert Kiyosaki calls the S quadrant, the self-employed, to the business owner quadrant, the B quadrant on the top right. And he also has money at work as an investor, which is also the right-hand side. That's where either people are working for money or your dollars are working for money, and you're not the one actively doing it. So that's really to give people a vision of what's possible. As a small business owner, I know these questions come out. That's exactly what how you should be framing what you do with money.
Yep, absolutely. I learned years ago, back in the 1980s, I bought apartment buildings with my computer money. I was in computer industry, as I mentioned before I started recording, when it all began. And I took money and bought apartment buildings. Now, some things happened and I don't have those anymore. But I was on the right track. Coaching wasn't the thing back then. So I read books myself and I did things myself, but I wish I would have had proper advice back then, because I would have done some things significantly different that would have protected me much better. That's the other part that you need to really, people need to think about. It's one thing to have assets that's generating income, but you got to make sure that's protected so that anything happens, you don't lose those assets.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And there's a lot of different key things that need to be in place for that. And we can dive into that if you want. But you're right. This is one of those overlooked things that people get focused on the shiny part. And there is always a defense strategy that has to be in place.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing we talk about, you've mentioned up coaches. I want to really emphasize the importance of that, because you look at a sports team. They got coaches for every position. And then they've got performance coaches to help you if you're a running back, to run faster, to all that stuff. And those are game changers that there's no way that individual could play at the level they're playing without coaching and correction and guidance and everything else. What you're doing, and I'm sharing this for our listeners, is it's really important to get a coach to help you shortcut the process. It's like buying a book and reading a book in a week. You're getting 20 years worth of experience in a week.
That's right. And that's what really, when we go back to that GPS model, as long as you have the first step where you have the goal and you've then decided, okay, this is where I'm at right now. This is what I'm currently doing with money. Well, that leads to the plan. And we have a coach work with that person to build out their actual passive income operating system. That's what we call it. That helps you to understand, when my dollar hits the bank, whether I get paid from a job or from a business I own, money comes into my economy, my personal economy. Where does it go from there? And we help them architect the system that cash is flowing freely and getting into a position to produce passive income. Most people get stuck in the rat race. Not to keep going back to Robert Kiyosaki, but he was on to a lot of really cool things. The rat race is when you get stuck where dollars come in, the dollars go out, dollars come in, dollars go out, and you don't proactively put money into your control where you then start to become an investor. That is the problem, right? Most people don't think about getting that money out of that rat race circular motion and getting it into assets to produce passive income. We build that system with you. And then that leads to the third step, which is support. And that's where people become an investor. We have a 12-week course that actually guarantees you will get your first $500 in passive income by learning what sort of investor you are, learning your profile. We call it the investor DNA, building a buy box, getting certain like GPT tools that help you analyze deals according to what you're trying to accomplish, which is different for everybody.
Right? Sure.
And subsequently being able to interview sponsors and interview operators to find what are the red flags here? What are the green flags? That this is a go or this is a, no, I don't know this is good for me. Those type of things lead to confidence that then you get that first 500. Now it's easy to get to the next 1,000, to get to the next 5,000. And soon you are at the point where your passive income exceeds your monthly expenses.
Very important. I know some friends that are living that lifestyle. They've built it over the years and they're busy traveling and living because of the fact that they have passive income coming in. So very important. So Joey, share a story of how you guys had somebody that came into your program and you've helped transform them from being on the hamster wheel to getting off there, giving them an off ramp and they took it. And now they become a super fan of what you guys have done, and they're basically promoting you to everybody that they know.
I'll tell you in full transparency, Freddie, I need to learn from you more how to position our business in such a way that we do create more and more super fans. If there's a part in our business that we need to improve, it is that, because we have a great process, we have amazing results, but we don't really nurture that super fan kind of process. And I want to take you up on that, but just give you a couple of examples. One is a guy named Sid who came to us and he was in an excavator business, right? He was working within this business and he said, man, I just need to start getting my money in the right location. We took care of that, helped him to build that first part of the system, but he didn't really have anything to do with it. He didn't know what to invest in. So it's the same story that you hear a lot. This is a little bit more dramatic situation, but he was on the side of a mountain with his brother doing like snowmobiles and stuff. I think he called them snow bikes. I've never been on a snow bike, but he was on it and he had a wreck and broke his leg. And he's sitting there in the snow waiting to be airlifted out because his leg is broken. He can't get on the bike, all this sort of stuff. And he told me this after the fact. All I could think about at that moment was, how am I going to provide for my family? I'm no longer the one that can produce actively this income. I run in an excavator with a broken leg. I don't have the passive income that I needed to have been building. And so he had listened to our podcast a number of times, and he said, this thing called land investing or land flipping kept coming to his mind. He immediately took action on that and started learning. He took a course on it. We don't provide land flipping. This is through thelandgeek.com as a friend of ours. He started to produce notes by selling this raw land to people on owner-held notes. That has turned into, at the time, he had produced enough money for his wife to come home from being a nurse. Subsequently, he retired from doing the excavator business because he had enough cash flow coming in. Now he's actually producing way more than that. I don't know the number, so I don't want to like misquote, but I want to say it's upwards of $40,000 or $50,000 a month in owner finance notes coming to him, where he has all the freedom that he wants. He does work some in that business because it is a active business that has follow-up and so on, but man, he is so much more fulfilled in the sense that he's able to be present with his family, his wife's home, all the things he was trying to accomplish. And yeah, he tells me very commonly how grateful he is that he engaged in this process and learned these skills to become an investor, because it led to exactly what he had in mind.
Yeah, what a great story. And sometimes it does take something profound like that to wake you up and realize that, wait a minute, this is what I've got going is really not going.
Well, I'll tell you, I hope that as you listen to Freddie and I right now, that this is your wake-up call. And I'll give you a couple of things that people have shared with me that might be that wake-up call for you today. Here's the question. We have 18 summers with our kids. How many do you have left? Like, think about that for a second. If your kid is 12 years old, you have 6 summers left. That's real, man. That should get us in a position to say, I'm not going to let those slide by. I'm not going to let that be regret 8 years from now, 10 years from now. I'm going to take action today. I had an orthopedic surgeon friend who told me he went up on a mountain. He was skiing. I don't know why all these people are in snow all the time, but he's snow skiing. And he's at the top of a mountain and he had a heart attack. And all of a sudden, what do you think went through his mind? All the things we're talking about. Man, how am I going to provide for my family? I have no plan B here. I don't have passive income. Those are the things. I don't know what it is for you. Maybe that you're just not fulfilled in what you're doing. You're like, I need an outlet, but I don't have an exit. I got golden handcuffs in this business because it's the only thing I know that's producing income. My challenge to you is get busy in the 5 to 9 before work, or the 9 or the 5 to 9 at night, and say, I'm going to become an investor who has passive income coming in so that I don't have to have these golden handcuffs anymore in my business. So anyways, I just want to challenge you, man. Like, I get fired up about this because there's so many people that have these goals and these visions, but they don't take action. They don't take the next step to get through.
Yeah, and I want to really emphasize that, because you got to make the first step. And Vince Lombardi said, you got 1 inch to go. That's the 1 inch that you got to put everything into it to punch through. And a lot of people get this close to success and they quit. If you think about it, you got one more inch to go and you say, you know what? It's not working. It's not happening. And self-doubt comes in our stinking thinking, Zig Ziglar. And it comes in, and if you don't have anybody to help you get that out of your head, it's in there rent-free, and you start going down negative conversation that you're having with yourself. Because as us humans, we tend to go negative very quickly versus going positive. You think about it, when I use a simple example, is that when you're dating, when you don't hear back from the girl or the guy, your mind goes completely in the wrong direction. And they could just be happening to just simply be busy at the moment.
That's 100% sure. And I think the Bible has some pretty clear direction on that. Like, whatever is true, think on these things. Well, at that moment, I don't know what's true. Whatever is true is this is what I have in front of me. And so going down the path of all the things that are not necessarily true today can just lead to anxiety, stress, and inefficiency at the end of the day. Like, you can't really show up wherever you're at.
You're completely combobulated mentally because of that. And I also talk about that in sales. Always a fact that just because you didn't hear from that prospect, things could be going on in their lives. They have a life and you don't know what's going on. So don't start assuming stuff. Just give it some time, because I just sent them an email yesterday and they didn't respond. They could be busy. Hello. They got a business to run. Give it a few days and then follow up again. Yeah, very important stuff. How can somebody get started with you guys?
I'll tell you, one of the great ways we have is that we have a quiz that people can just download and find out how close are you to financial freedom today? Because again, a key thing in a GPS is not just knowing the destination, but knowing where you're at today. And I've actually set up a page for your listeners. If they go to wealthwallstreet.com/businesssuperfans, so easy to remember because they love the show, wealthwallstreet.com/businesssuperfans, you can get the access to the quiz. I think we have a free webinar that you can access and learn more, or you can even connect with us. We have ways that you can connect with our community online. We're over 10,000 strong in there. And we'd love to be able to have the first conversation and see if it's a fit.
Great conversation, Joey. You and I could talk on this stuff for at least another 5 minutes. And great insight that you shared with our listeners. And definitely would love to have you on the show down the road again.
Likewise, man. Thank you for having me.
All right. Pleasure. What a powerful conversation with Joey Moore. His story is such a clear reminder that financial freedom isn't about grinding harder or waiting decades for someday. It's about clarity, control, and building income streams that work even when you don't. And for service-based business owners, that's everything. Because the moment you stop trading time for money,
You finally create the space to grow, to lead, and to live on your terms. Joey's journey from a traditional mortgage career to building over $50,000 a month in passive income proves what's possible when you step outside the old playbook. And that's exactly why Business Superfans exist, to help you make smarter decisions, shift your mindset, and create momentum in every part of your business. If you enjoyed today's conversation, make sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm grateful you're here and part of the Business Superfans journey. And if you're ready to stop just listening and start activating, step inside the Entrepreneur Prosperity Hub on School. It's free, and the moment you join, you'll be surrounded by other service-based entrepreneurs who are leveling up their people, their process, and their profitability, shifting from doing everything themselves to truly owning the business and creating real prosperity. Go to school.com/eProsperityHub and join us now. Your next breakthrough starts there. Remember, one action, one stakeholder, one superfan closer to lasting prosperity.
We hope you took away some useful knowledge from today's episode of the Business Superfans Podcast. Join us on the next episode as we continue guiding you on your journey to achieve flourishing success in business.